The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Durant goes to work. Ball knocked away. Oh. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
Leans over on the dribble. Works right. Bounces off him in the lane. Got it again. Kawhi Leonard is shaking him down. He's got the last 10 for Toronto.
The Warriors not going without a fight. Iguodala takes a handoff from Draymond to Curry. Curry takes a three. It's up and good! Curry has tied the game at 103 with 1:19 to go. Curry behind the back, dribbles baseline, feeds Iguodala, touch pass Draymond to Klay Thompson, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it! 56.6 to go, Warriors back up by three, Toronto calls time. This game is absolutely insane. Van Vliet will take it up the floor. Van Vliet down to 12 seconds, 10 seconds, waiting for Leonard. Leonard catches it on the logo, steps out, guarded by Klay Thompson, 6 seconds with 5 seconds. Leonard right side stops, feeds Van Vliet. Van Vliet, one dribble, get the corner, Lowry, it's blocked by Draymond. The game's over! The game's over! Keep the lights on at Oracle, dust those seats off. That old barn's got one more dance.
I'm going back to Cali.
Jesus, what a roller coaster last night was. That was wild. What a night.
Was that one of the few games you've watched where you thought it was over for both teams within 7 minutes of throwing a game?
Yeah.
I think I jinxed it because we're watching last night. Toronto goes on a little bit of a run. They're up by six. That place is going crazy.
That timeout.
Yep, and they call the timeout, right. And it is during that timeout where I crafted a text to Romberg. Congratulations.
Oh,
the Canadian flag.
Oh, he must want to punch you.
Why would you
I didn't send it.
You think Robert wants congratulations from you?
No, I know he freaking hates me, but I figured it was like everyone I knew that root for the Raptors. Like I was gonna wish them congratulations.
Is he the only person you know?
No,
who
I know
the Raptors?
Three other people. Like I had it lined up.
Zaslav doesn't like you either.
I wasn't texting Zaz.
Jesus, I gotta tell you something. Like doing this morning show today, it was like doing it. I listened.
It was
TSN.
Like,
it was crazy. It was basically doing the morning show with Rush, like crazy Canadian. Jesus Christ, I haven't seen that. Have that kind of loyalty for your own country. Good God.
Well, aren't they? Are they both dual
They're
citizens?
Both dual citizens. Yeah.
Yep.
Clearly, we know which one they're more loyal to.
My wife and kids are.
Dual citizens? Your wife is, does she care about Toronto or no? Like, because she's from Montreal?
Most people in Canada hate Toronto.
Is that true?
I thought it was the other way
yeah,
around.
Yeah, because they make the most money.
And most people in Quebec hate Ontario and Toronto, but most people in the rest of Canada hate Quebec.
They think Toronto's too American.
I thought there was some sort of, like,
well,
French
where
Canadian...
my wife lives, they're the only ones that speak French. So... They're one of the only.
It's not because Toronto's classless.
Yeah, that was.
Wait, I have a hot take on that.
That well,
I have a hot take on that. I don't know when you want my hot take, but I have.
Do headlines and then hot it up.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It's like a frozen dinner.
Wait, did you just call my takes a frozen dinner?
Yeah, not hot.
What?
He agrees.
Am I incapable?
Your takes are a Hot Pocket?
Got some peas on the side.
Exactly. My takes are Hot Pocket.
Yeah, would you ever,
give yourself a point, Robbie, please.
God.
I'm waiting for your point before I do anything.
Point for Robbie!
You never leave a Hot Pocket just not in quite long enough, so the outer shell of the liquid is hot, but then the inside is cool.
First of all, I don't need Hot Pockets, but yeah.
So, KD, we know by now, torn Achilles.
But has the MRI come in yet?
No, I mean, that's what they believe. They still believe that. We're waiting for the MRI. But that's what they believe.
Maybe they're trying to reverse jinx the MRI.
Poor GM of Golden State.
Poor GM? You mean that
How about KD?
Crybaby?
Jeez. Yeah, poor KD.
That blubbering baby.
We'll get to all that. We'll get to all of it.
He's trying to cover his tracks.
David Ortiz had a second surgery after he got to Mass General last night. Evidently wasn't in the best condition when he got there, but luckily he has made it to Massachusetts.
B, since you're on the inside, there's been so many conflicting reports about the story. Like,
I'm on the inside?
I mean, you're Bostonian.
So, I am. So
like, there's reports that saying he's fine, there's reports saying he's not so fine. He was shot in an amusement park, then he was shot at a bar. Like, what is this?
Okay, bro. We saw the footage of him being shot at the
bar. We know that, but it was initially an amusement park.
No, it's stupid.
The Ortiz thing needs its own piece of luggage. We'll get to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways we could go with the Ortiz thing. It's so inside. I mean, it's not even...
Point for Leroy!
I mean, that's totally fine. I'm just saying it's so inside that I don't, like, I don't even know if the audience...
I know nothing about radio. I don't know any of the tools that I would have to use, but today I was introduced to the phrase comrades.
And now you're all over it.
I'm all over it.
We might want to check the levels.
Jesus. Marlins are back in action tonight.
We need to start a new watch.
Because they have to be.
62 Wait, Mets. They have
to. Are you serious, Debbie Downer?
What? We took.
Play the damn stupid sad horn.
What, when they were on the watch?
Play the sad horn.
Like. Wait, he goes from Spider to 62 Mets?
Are you just
working your way up?
No, I was going to fight it last night, but then I was like, well, when he started Spider Watch, things actually started getting good, so maybe this will help.
So you think this is going to reverse strength?
That's the only hope I got right now.
They have to go 18-71 to beat the record of the 62 Mets, who went 40-120. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's two less games than the 162. So
wait, 18 and what?
18-71. That puts them at 41-121, which they have one more loss, but their winning percentage should still be better than the 62 Mets.
Meanwhile, we did get saved tonight because we don't have to see my favorite pitcher get thrown out there as a starter. Mei-Wei Chen.
I don't think the Marlins are going to let him start a game ever again.
Do you think?
They have to give young guys a chance.
I think that's on franchise orders.
On the game we went to, I was staring down into the bullpen, and he was getting antsy.
He was throwing wall ball.
So he just started playing wall ball with himself. Good. And I was like, we're paying all that money for a guy to play wall ball.
Good. Play wall ball and cash your fat checks. I don't care.
Really?
No. Yeah. I don't
You're
care.
Fine with him just playing wall ball?
I'm not fine with it, but just do it. Go ahead. Be bored. Collect your money. Tough nuggets. Oh, you want to be out there in crucial situations? Don't be awful for 3 years. Sorry. Now, this is going to go into a show where we're going to talk about having more empathy for athletes. Him? No. He doesn't count.
If I put the over-under on the amount of starts that he
for the
makes,
Marlins? For the rest of his life?
For no,
the next 2 years?
For the rest
of his contract.
Rest of the time that
starts?
He is with the Marlins.
Four.
Zero.
Four.
Well, next year they have to make sure he doesn't reach a certain amount of innings
it's
or another year
over
vest.
Zero because there's going to be some emergency, ridiculous situation, doubleheader.
It would have been today.
No, unless this is the only way he starts.
So if I put it at two, you're going under.
Under. I think it's on high order that Wei-Yin Chen never starts
but
for the Marlins again.
There's too many circumstances that come.
Beast is right.
Here's a circumstance. The minor league guy that they were trying to call up to start in whoever's place gets kidnapped on the way to the park.
Right. That is a circumstance.
Won't happen. You know what? I'm a bet over the next 2 years or a year and a half.
I'm going at over under two. Wow.
Well,
two starts.
Like, before you guys bet on it.
There's none worse than him making like angry picks.
They do
like,
have a scheduled doubleheader against the Mets.
Two and you're going under.
That's a hate pick.
Under.
No, under. Yeah, under two is a good bet.
He's awful.
I know what he is.
But they have enough.
I'm just saying at some point there's going to be some extenuating
Here's
circumstance.
Why. You want to know why? This is why I legit think that. I think the Marlins know whenever he starts a game and it goes awful, which it inevitably will, that everyone's going to be like, look at the terrible moves the Marlins are making. Look at what they have $20 million invested in. Look at all the money they're paying to Wei-Yin Chen. It's just a reminder. It's an eyesore. If you could stuff him in games where they're losing or they're up like eight runs
like
at
yesterday.
The end of the game, no one cares. But start? No. Trust me, Jeets has put his stamp on it. Why would you?
You gotta keep that ERA down, one inning at a time.
Don't try to rationalize. You've made your pick.
Trust me, I'm proud of my pick. You guys can stand in whatever Wei-Yin Chen camp you want.
I'm not in anybody's camp.
I'm not in this camp. I'm just saying there might be like one extenuating circumstance each year where he might have to make a start. So saying two starts, okay. I don't think it's crazy.
A year and a half to go.
They have enough. They have enough pitching in the
now. One condition.
That's
I'll
a long
go Dark Board of Doom with you.
Long pause.
He has to be on this team.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, no.
They're not going to trade him. There's not. Nobody's going to be able to want him.
I don't care where he goes. Obviously, if somebody, if some Joe Manager was smoking crack and ended up with 6 months away in
chance. Offensive line coach doing blow. It's not out of the realm.
Yeah, but
some
let's just
GM was
if that
crack.
Were to happen, those don't count.
We had a manager doing.
I'm talking about his Marlins career. The rest of his Marlins career.
Yeah, rest of his Marlins. That's what I'm talking about.
He'll never start again.
Okay.
So under two.
You say under two.
Never happen again.
I say over.
I say over.
Well, it shouldn't be 2.5 or 1.5.
No.
1.5.
1.5.
1.5.
Okay, so you guys go over. You think he'll start two games?
Yes.
Yes.
In the rest of his Marlins career. Under. Yes.
Dark Board of Doom.
Dark Board of Doom.
Done. So it is written.
So it is done.
That's a double throw for you guys, though, both.
If
he never starts.
Do you have to throw twice?
We're not one person.
I'm one person. You're giving me odds. So I get two. You guys are throwing. You both have to throw.
Fine.
1:10 p.m. June 11th, 2019.
Never starts for the Marlins again.
Robbie, you in on this?
I'm actually on Tobit's side. I think he starts
if he
one.
If he gets traded, bet's off.
No. No.
No, I just said. No.
Well, you guys said the rest of his Marlins career.
Sorry, sucker. First of all, it's not going to happen, so don't worry about it.
No.
It's not going to happen, so don't worry about it.
He's gonna get hurt. Wait, if there's premature death,
if he dies, traded or released, that's your bust. My claim was he's never starting for the Marlins again.
He's got one start. He can make one start.
No, go ahead.
Roll back. No,
go ahead.
Roll back what I said.
No.
Sorry, you tried.
I wanted to say it. I don't want it to be okay.
No.
Up in 3 weeks.
No, it doesn't go by closing day next year. It's not. This isn't the stock market.
Dude, look at his contract.
No, not
because that's what you said.
I said Marlins' career.
The original conversation was.
Unfortunately, the way it was worded.
So I don't want you on my side.
I'm not on your side.
Good.
No, you guys said you guys
I don't
are so
be on
confident.
His side.
Now you guys are scared because you were so
I'm
confident.
I'm not scared. I'm not welching.
Never starting again for the Marlins.
You can afford one start because you guys said 1.5. He could start one game and you'd still win.
Yeah, maybe.
Although that would still make you kind of a loser because you said he'd never.
But
start
that's not
again.
What you guys bet on. You guys bet on 1.5.
I don't care if you want to make the over under a half. I'm fine with it.
Fine,
half.
Until he's not a Marlin anymore.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, so if he's dead, released, or traded,
right?
I win.
Kidnapped.
I win.
I'm more comfortable with that.
Half. Fine.
So it is written.
So
it is done.
Again. Half game.
Babies.
I didn't complain. I just want you to know that it was him.
No. Well, I tell you what.
What?
You.
I'm trying to get you a Comrex.
You are.
You're not trying anything.
No. Are you?
Actually, I'm not. I'm going to tell you how to try to get comrades.
It's so easy. Like, it's literally, all you got to do is just go over there and get it. It's like if I
no,
needed a recorder over the weekend.
No, it's not that easy anymore. I wish you people knew.
Red tape.
But, hey, you want to know what I do when I need equipment? I go get it. That's what I do. And you know what somebody tells me? Okay. Because if they don't, I'm going to freak out on them. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
You know what? I'll videotape you as you march down there.
I will.
And go grab a Comrex.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
See what happens.
You know what should happen, though?
Yeah.
Should. Since you're allegedly a manager, is if my talent needs equipment, I'll get it for him. But all you hit us with before you even try is, you guys don't know how it is now.
You don't?
You don't know how it is because you won't try.
I'll try.
Hey, the ticket wants you to join our very own Brett Romberg with his Canes buddies, Jonathan Vilma, Antrell Roll, DJ Williams, for the annual UM Sports Hall of Fame fishing tournament, which takes place at Miami Beach Marina on June 21st and 22nd. To register, get sponsorship information, or general info, log on to canesfish.com. It's Toby Leroy and BC with you after a game 5 that was full of twists and turns yesterday.
Ooh.
That's probably a bad term, Rich. Robbie, my bad. I'm just seeing that Yahoo Sports.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even notice that.
I was just seeing that Yahoo Sports was saying that Kevin Durant was not anywhere close to fully recovered. Obviously.
Can I ask you a question?
Obviously.
After the fact.
I mean, I've read a bunch, but I haven't seen this. Are there people insinuating that it was his Achilles in the first place and not a calf, and that he, that's like where we got a severe injury to the Achilles?
I haven't seen anything to that regard, but I have seen people say that this is one of those things where there's clearly a level in the organization. There's a feeling of guilt from the Warriors because people from the position they were in, which was down 3-1 in this finals, went into this game wanting their big gun to help them out any way they could because there were a lot of players on that team, Looney, DeMarcus Cousins, Klay Thompson, all out there gutting through injuries. And that Kevin Durant, who has been in this position where they called it a calf strain when it initially happened, even though when it initially happened, a lot of people did think it was an Achilles injury.
Reggie Miller did.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one either. Like, plenty of players said that was an Achilles injury that happened to Kevin Durant. There are plenty of people that thought, okay, if this is a calf strain, why isn't he back? Because we are all sitting here, we're trying to gut through this, we're getting our teeth kicked in by the Toronto Raptors, and we need a chance in this series. And so there's a thought process that all these players were starting to chirp because Looney, Cousins, Klay, they're all not 100%, but Kevin Durant, who was diagnosed publicly with a quote-unquote calf strain, is sitting here still on the sidelines. And so that's why I think after yesterday's game, you felt all this guilt or just this heaviness from the Warriors are like, man, did we pressure this guy to go out there and play when he really wasn't quite ready? And now you're getting the reports from Yahoo Sports that he was nowhere near 100% or close to being able to play, that he was gutting it out. And this is the one thing that stood out to me on the game broadcast that I found weird, that Doris Burke was saying this yesterday, which she was like, yeah, there's not really a minutes plan for him. They're just kind of going to go and see how it goes. That I found really weird.
Why is that weird? Like, I mean, couldn't they throw him out there and, like, if he's fine, keep him going?
But
he threw him out there for 12 minutes and he wasn't fine.
But he looked fine when he first came in the game. He was hitting all those threes.
Let me explain something to you.
I literally have
played a football game and couldn't bend my leg after the game, but looked fine during the game. Robbie, you can't even run. You're telling somebody they look fine.
I'm not saying he was fine. But us watching at the fact pre-injury, he was playing really well.
He was breakdancing.
He hopped off the bench when he got introduced.
Understand this.
Oh, Lord.
He's 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
So him jumping 2 inches off the ground.
But he got high.
Right. Is like, I'm just like, yeah. And plus, you don't tear your Achilles running forward. Use this when you
play it, yeah.
Deal. Right.
By the way, Steve, I saw a quote from Steve Kerr where he said, the doctors assured me that we couldn't make it any worse by
Reggie Nichols, yeah.
So that, I mean, I don't know. There's something shady going on.
Look,
17 carp.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you guys.
You're very heated today.
Well, because here, Kevin Durant was put in a bad spot. And I'm not saying he didn't want to play. So let's get it. He wanted to play. But I've said this many a times, that an athlete who's competitive is getting pressure from other guys on the team that are banged up,
mm-hmm.
getting pressure from the fans who are saying, "Come, KD, you got to come back. Klay's playing with this. This guy Boogie's playing with this. Why can't you go? It's just a calf strain." It is the responsibility of the medical staff and your organization to step in and save you from yourself.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I would say in response to that, because Kevin Durant is who he is, being the iconic player that he is, mm-hmm. he's going to have say in it one way or another. So if people are telling him no.
You say no.
No, I do believe that, man. I think he's at such a level that I really believe that, man. Like, he's got so many people that are invested in him, between his agent, between the team, between you know, the coaching, the staff, and the teammates. Yeah. I think that this is one of those things where and you talk about this a lot with competitiveness. I do think there's going to be Kevin Durant where it'd be like, oh, there's a window I can play. Good. I want to go out there and play. And I do think that there's a basketball benefit to him where we've talked about this with Kevin Durant a lot, where if he goes out there and he plays and he is out there and he's able to take his team back from 3-1, all that BS that he has to deal with, all that stuff about, oh, he jumped on and he was, you know, he was a bandwagon jumper and he clinged to that, all that is put to bed.
Okay.
There is a basketball benefit to him doing it.
That's fine. And that's great.
There's a butt coming.
Except for the fact that, look, if this was the worst case scenario, if this could happen and he knew it, would he still go out and play? But what you were hearing and what the medical staff was...
So you're saying if I have a future genie that tells Kevin Durant, hey, by the way, you go out there, you can tell your Achilles?
No. Whenever you come back from an injury, okay, one of the things they tell you is, what's the worst thing can happen if I come back too soon? Mm-hmm. Okay? That's one of the things they usually try to tell you. When they say, oh, and what they said about KD was, once they throw this phrase out there, it tests your manhood. And basically is this. Oh, it's a pain tolerance thing. He can't make it any worse. It's how much of the pain he can tolerate.
Gotcha.
Once you throw that out there, man, look.
It's a bad, I understand they're questioning his toughness, and that's a bad look. However, how many players have we seen? Chris Bosh, man. Chris Bosh was given the worst case scenario and says, Chris, you keep playing with these blood clots, you could die. He goes, nah, still want to play.
But here, you know when you ever had a buddy who got in a fight and you're holding him back and he says, don't hold me back?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's the same scenario.
Yeah, but a lot of times those guys do want to be held back.
Right. But understand that from a player's perspective, you know you probably shouldn't be out there. And you have people in your corner that are going to keep you out, but you can still be that tough guy. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that Bosh thought that. Bosh really thought that the way he felt, he could come and play. But as a medical professional, everybody throughout the whole league pretty much stepped in and say, nah, dude, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an extreme situation. You have a lot of these situations in sports that are kind of like, there's only one situation where I know for a fact the doctor said, you can't play. And the guy said, I'm doing it anyway. And that was T.O. in the Super Bowl.
But the thing is, this is an extreme situation too, because Kevin Durant is playing for a championship and he wants to win a championship.
Oh, okay. Well, but you're
I know it's
you're setting up the circumstances to try to fit his reasoning for being on the court. And I'm not saying
for his reasoning.
For his reasoning. But all I'm saying is this, that you take some of the decision making out of his hands when you say it's a strain, and the worst thing that can happen is you restrain it, correct? What if you tell KD, look, man, if you go out there and you play, you risk the chance of tearing it, and you'll be done for a year.
Yeah.
Now, you think if they go to him with
and
that—
And give him a shot that it was torn?
Okay, right. Because of all the conversations that everybody was talking about, nobody brought that up.
It's possible, though, that this recovery was going in a way where they thought they were past that point. You know, like it is possible because he was held out a very long time. We got to a point now where he's literally playing. This is at the point for the team. It's at do or die. Now, is it that they're going to say, hey, man, we're looking pretty good here and we're probably past the point where anything really catastrophic can happen? Maybe. And if so, yeah, that's pretty terrible. But also, we don't know that Kevin Durant isn't pushing them in the direction where it's saying
again,
that he wants to get out there in
the
any way
end,
possible.
In the end, it's always the job of the medical staff and the organization to protect the player from himself. And you have to step in. That's what that profession is for. That's what the medical profession is for. And I have dealt with situations where, like, you know, when you walk out of that room, that their main interest is getting you on the field, not of your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from a different place, and I told you beforehand, before the game, I was like, look, man, he's got guaranteed money. So with baseball and basketball, the situations are a little different. In football, like, if you get cut tomorrow, only your guaranteed money is given to you.
That's right.
That contract's done. So how the medical staff goes in there and treats certain things is a little bit different.
There's also an element in football, too, where people are always coming for your job, where it's like,
right, once you get to a certain point in basketball, like, for
there's
example,
no replacing Kevin Durant.
We had a conversation beforehand, and you put it on Twitter. Would he still give Kevin Durant $500 million?
Yeah.
And sit out a year?
With one leg.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the only person I could think of that in football was Peyton Manning. Because he had all those neck surgeries and whatever. They still gave him $20 million a year.
Yep.
So that's the closest thing to it.
A home run cut.
Right. That was the closest thing to it. Everybody else, they have a contract with.
The thing is, though, even though I think that he would do it, I don't genuinely know if it's a good idea. Because as great as he is, and he is great, people thought he was we were getting to a point in this playoffs where people were ready to recognize him as top dog over LeBron James in this league as the best player going right now.
But what we're talking about are two different things. You realize
No, but my point is, even with that being the case of him, let's say he's the best player in the league.
Uh-huh.
This is the worst injury the league's got, and nobody comes back right from it. Right. Even with everything that we got, it's an injury that has been crippling to a lot of guys. Maybe he'll come back somewhat okay. You know, he's taller than everybody else, and he can get off his shots, but we're talking about, is he going to be the best player on the planet on this side of 30?
The one thing that works in his benefit is the fact that he doesn't play really in the paint. So
I mean, he does defensively. He's a rim protector. He's one of the best in the league.
He's a help defender.
Even still, man, he's in there. Like, and this is one of those things where, as a guy who's got all those offensive moves and is that kind of special, you're going to make him a little less special with his injury.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're the Warriors, do you tell them to opt out and max him out?
I think they would. Yeah, I think they would.
Just to...
That's assuming he wants to stay with the Warriors.
Yeah,
And he might opt in and just eat the $30 million and then in 2020 get a max with somebody else.
Well, I mean, they're on the hook for it anyway.
Now,
like, it's one of those things where, like, the only way they're out of it is if he wants to go to the Knicks.
I will say this. If somebody said, I mentioned it too, you think Kawhi was vindicated?
No.
What? Because you don't know. Like, part of the issue with Kawhi was he was saying he was still a little banged up, and they were saying, oh, everybody in the organization was saying he's fine.
Yeah, no. I don't think he was.
But he only played nine games.
Totally different situation.
Quad injury.
Part of me still feels like Kawhi Leonard did that out of pettiness. Like, once
the medical staff, once the organization start going after him.
No, once the players start doing it.
Kind of the same thing we were hearing about KD.
It wasn't as public. It wasn't as big of a deal.
We heard about it.
There was rumblings.
Rumblings is damn near.
Like, do we have a Woj report that, or Shams, or they're the same person, so it doesn't matter, that, you know, inside the locker room, they were, there was calling, Durant must play. Like, do we have any of that? No, we hear rumblings.
I mean, Sam Amick is as credible a reporter as it gets for the NBA, and he did have reports that said players were wondering and why and pressuring and frustrated with him not playing.
Okay.
Look, I'm okay with the players because they're not medical staff, okay? I'm okay with, you know, fans. They're not medical staff. But when it comes to the medical staff in the organization, basically, they should have came out, if this was the case, should have came out and said, look, We cannot risk this injury happening. We're shutting him down. And that would squash all of that. You understand what I'm saying? But when you're a player, and the worst people to come after you are the players. If players are questioning your ability to play,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then you start hearing it going up into the organization, okay, yeah, man, that's what the medical staff is for.
Well, we got to take a break, but it's one of those things where I think that's probably why you heard some of the reaction you did last night from the Warriors side. We'll get to that next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Toby, Leroy, and Beast here with you. It is Tuesday, and the Ticket's got a special Heat draft party show for you live from the American Airlines Arena on Thursday, June 20th, starting at 7 p.m. We'll have all the coverage pick by pick with all the info and analysis. After the Heat make their pick, we're going to be joined on the air by Heat legends, their first-round pick. And all our NBA draft coverage is sponsored by Lexus and Subaru of Pembroke Pines, your number one choice and always an amazing deal. Draft coverage right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket, a radio.com sports station.
I remember last year I almost had a draft show because there was rumors that the Heat might trade back into the first round. I was here on standby in case they did, but they never did. They did not have a draft pick.
Yeah, that would have been huge. Might be the opposite this year where they deal their first round pick to get the hell off a contract.
I try to read the tea leaves like with the Heat because they hold everything close to the vest. And it's like when they first got to us about, yeah, we're going all in on a draft party. We're going to hold it in the bowl. We're going to do all this stuff. I'm like, all right, there's no way they're doing anything crazy. Like, this is happening.
I was there for the draft lottery night.
Yeah.
And that was a weird night because everybody was basically just, it was almost like we all should have brought our chicken bone crosses and rosary beads just praying to God that we get Zion Williamson. That's all that was.
Or John Moran.
It was basically, yeah, I know, but that's not what everybody's there for.
It was all about Zion.
Everybody was there with the hopes and prayers that Zion Williamson, like the Heat were going to get somehow that number one envelope, and they didn't. And once that went over, it was just like, shh, oh, and we just moved on. But this has been a weird, you know, like, I can't remember a Heat off season even as of late. And you guys know me, man. I got the captain's hat on, and I'm ready to go in the boat whenever we can.
Yeah, you haven't put that thing on in a while.
It feels like we're just stuck like Chuck right now, man. Like, there's just nothing out there that looks of excitement or maneuvers. There's no moves to be made. There's no space to be had.
Kyrie moved into a condo in New York.
Yeah, there's just nothing out there.
Anthony Davis wants New York or L.A.
And this is one of those things, too, where
you know we're in the middle of a segment.
What happened?
What happened?
I ran into our friend.
Which one?
And I may or may not have ruffled some feathers.
What friend?
Well, the dude is in charge of the...
The dude.
I love it. Good for you, man. You deserve it.
What feathers did you ruffle?
Oh, no.
Shakedown. Shakedown Tuesday. Yeah, so anyway, you know... You know, I'd be in the situation where it's like I look at these Heat off seasons and I'm looking
for.
Wait,
let me catch Leroy up. We were just talking about how Ungadingada over here, which is Yiddish for idiot, doesn't have his captain's gear on in this offseason. Why?
Rude.
Yeah. Minus one.
He doesn't have. He's not going around with his captain's gear this offseason.
No.
Yet.
No. Here's why.
Because Kyrie's going to New York.
No.
And
no. That's not why.
Anthony Davis is
going. That's not why.
No.
Okay. Because reality is set in.
Mm hmm.
You have no room. You have no money. And until somebody is traded or a deal is worked out, then we can start talking about what can transpire.
Well, even just looking at the moves that would be out there that they would go into, like, I guess they would get in on the quad. I don't think that he would go after Kevin Durant again because they already whiffed on him.
Don't they need people to leave? In order to,
They need people to opt out.
Right, correct.
And it's weird when you have a press conference where Riley's like, yeah, we're focusing on 2020. And you have a press conference where Riley's telling you how much, like, or not a press conference, but an interview with Jason Jackson where he's like, you know, people who think I don't like first-round picks or young players, they're just wrong. Well, it's like
that's a new
thing. You said the exact opposite a year ago.
Yes. Oh, remember
we boxed him in.
He boxed him in.
I've never felt more guilty about anything in my life. Let's not talk about it.
He boxed the Godfather in.
That was not talk about that. That was a tough day. No.
You traded Gogi.
Oh, geez. For Kawhi.
You boxed in the Godfather.
No, more. It was more than just Kawhi.
There was a Suns offer.
Yeah, there was a Suns offer.
And I may have threw it out there for DeRozan.
Oh, you're feeling crabbed.
Justice Winslow.
Yeah. Richardson, I'm sure.
He doesn't deserve the protection.
All I did was, that's a basketball conversation about how he can't stay in bounds at the end of games.
I don't want to get rid of him.
Did we talk about the Jimmy Butler thing countless times?
And you wanted to trade half team for him.
Right, and then you said we dodged a bullet, so you kind of backed out of that one.
We did dodge a bullet.
Question. How do you feel about Chris Paul?
Eh, pass. $40 million, geezer.
Wait, I thought we were getting
Wait.
So old. I thought about JR. What about the JR contract dump situation?
What about JR?
The JR contract dump.
I'm kind of more interested in JR Smith being on the Heat than using his contract.
This part of me just wants to see the disaster.
Would you trade JR Smith for Philly cheese?
I mean, Philly cheese is more years left on his contract.
Wait, are you asking me for my pure entertainment purposes?
I mean, I guess that's kind of what the deal is. So am I trading, you mean am I trading J.R. Smith and getting rid of his contract for Philly cheese?
Yeah.
Like I just using the, but I also, you probably also have to give away your number 13 pick.
Oh, no, can't do that.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm actually with you. I would love to see J.R. Smith down here.
I kind of would too. It's going to be a disaster.
Like he would show up so many times shirtless and hungover.
Pat Riley would be beside himself.
Somebody said big pass.
As long as he's not fat, I don't think Pat Riley's going to get that mad.
Like, yeah, if he stays in shape, but he's out of it.
Deion Waiters looks good, by the way. This offseason, he's looking shredded.
I've been saying that for 2 years.
No.
And you've been fat cat syndrome him for, couldn't even get it out right.
First of all, here's the problem. Fox Sports Sun or Fox Sports Heat, whatever the hell it is now, they do a great job. They every game, they'd put up his damn media day picture, and he looked like he was storing acorns for the winter.
Because he wasn't.
Why couldn't he take a new picture?
I hate having these conversations with you clowns. Do you know how hard it is when you're used to burning 5,000-6,000 calories a day to not being able to run at all, but still eating?
Do you think in a year from now, Kevin Durant will be fat?
I know about that every day.
No, he's a skinny dude. I mean, look, we all know.
Fat face.
Philly cheese.
Listen, I'm in the fat face club. I know.
I'm in a fat everything club.
You could have just stopped at fat.
I'm in the fat club.
You didn't have to name a body part. I'm in the fat club.
Speaking of fat.
I've got great calves, though.
Speaking of fat, big fat phony Bob Myers. Let's get to this guy.
Oh, that's.
So.
What do you mean? Why you?
Phony.
Not a phony.
I do believe. Here. All the things that I've said about the organization, the medical staff, the players, and what may have transpired before the injury, I really do believe they feel bad for KD.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I do believe that.
Uh-huh. That dude was on the verge of not being able to, like,
But I would think
breathe.
Somebody who would shed tears like that over an injury would care enough about that player to not put him in harm's way.
Let's hear from this dude.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world, and if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department, and let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate, a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
True or false? Oh, if God. I were the GM of the Warriors, that's exactly how I would sound.
Just what, sniveling?
Yes.
That made me uncomfortable, man. I've got to be honest.
That was rough.
I'm not okay with that.
Let me ask you a question. I hate to do this.
Oh, no.
Anybody see any tears?
Yeah, there were tears.
You know what?
I wanted to hand him a damn Oscar.
You think it was an act?
I would say.
No, I truly believe that they felt bad.
Yeah, I'd say he's primed for that Lakers GM job because he's ready for Hollywood. Phony.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, wait.
Crocodile tears.
Why?
Why? Because you're a sensitive guy and
yes.
you want to be more about empowering men to
yes.
show their emotions?
Yes.
What about when they're fake emotions?
I don't think they were fake, though.
Hey. Come on, bro. Hey. What are you talking about? You think that was genuine?
I think it was real, man.
He's got to make it look good.
We got one here. Why does Leroy always talk down to people and act like he's smarter than everyone? Crowder and Romberg don't do that.
Ooh, what is that comparison?
I mean, they're not on the same show.
It's the jock comparison.
I don't really care.
You don't think Romberg talks down to people?
Yeah, that's... By the way, that... Sir, you don't know. Like, you don't get the show.
First time listener, huh?
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Hoo-yah!
I'm about to hit a button that make you last time.
God, I'm all for it.
Make you last time.
I just want to say, Kevin Durant.
And like, basketball. How old is that guy?
He looks like he's 12.
I think young 40s. I think he's younger than Spoelstra.
Because he looked like he's 25.
Maybe.
I'm going to guess 41.
45. 44.
44.
He's
right.
younger than Spoelstra.
44.
Yeah, he looks young.
I thought he was in his 30s for sure.
Now, is it question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just throw this out there. It is Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Gilcry?
100%. 100%.
Well done, Leroy.
100%, Leroy. 100%.
Point for Leroy!
Yeah, you guys hear Steve Kerr afterwards? Just like, it found a way, like, he wasn't going to say anything about it. He's just like, I just talked to Bob.
Here.
Like, he was pissed about it.
Well, they started asking Steve Kerr all these questions, and he's like, I talked to Bob.
It
was really deflecting.
But Steve Kerr is the basketball face of the Warriors.
It seemed like it sounded like there was resentment.
It
there.
Sounds yeah. like they're separating.
Do you have that cut, Robbie? Do we have the cut of Steve Kerr? Because it sounds like there's genuine resentment.
We can get it. We got to take a break. I'll get you Steve Kerr's. I know I downloaded it, but I don't know if I saved it in the right place.
Okay.
But we'll get to some of Steve Kerr and just Canada being the worst next.